Hey, good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Ramban Parshas Baaloscha. The Ramban we're going to start seeing tonight is the very first Ramban in Parshas Baaloscha. We'll see that this is a very oft-quoted Ramban for reasons that we'll see in a few moments. The Ramban is addressing the issue of the first four psukim in the Parashas HaShavua, which describe how HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, speak to Aaron, and Baaloscha es Haneros, when you light, when you kindle the fire, the lights of the menorah, this is how you're supposed to do it. And it describes a little bit about the menorah and about Aaron HaKohen's role in lighting the menorah. And the question the Ramban, among the other Mefarshim, is going to deal with is what on earth does this have to do with anything? In the end of the last parasha, Nasa, we described how the Nesiim brought their karbanos, inaugurating the Mizbeach and the Mishkan. Immediately after reading about the menorah, we're going to read about the consecration of the Leviim. The discussion of the menorah really seems to be unconnected to anything. It's not connected to what came before, it's not connected to what came thereafter. Moreover, the parsha of the menorah, of the lighting of the menorah, was already introduced to some extent back in Parshas Shmos. In Parshas Truma, we read about the making of the menorah, and the commandment to light the menorah appears in the very beginning of Parshas Tetzaveh. So these four psukim right at the beginning of Baaloscha that speak about the menorah just seem to be totally out of place. So the Ramban starts off by quoting a Rashi in the beginning of the Sedra. Rashi writes, why is it that the discussion of the menorah is juxtaposed with the discussion we had in last week's parasha, Naso, about how the Nesiim dedicated the menorah, and the Mishkan rather, and the Mizbeach? So Rashi says as follows, and he quotes an Agadah, a Medrash Tanchuma, L'fi shekesherah Aaron Chanukas HaNesiim. The reason is that when Aaron HaKohen saw the Nesiim each bringing their korbanos to dedicate the Mishkan, Chol Shadaito, he became disturbed, Shalohoyo Imayim B'Chanukah, that he was not represented together with the Nesiim. He was not participating in the consecration of the Mishkan. Lahu V'lo Shifto, he was not represented, and Shevet Levi was not represented either. Amar Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to make Aaron feel better, and he told him, Chayecha, I swear, Shelcha Gedolo Mishelohem, your portion is even greater than the portion of the Nesiim. Sha'ato Madlik Umeitev Es Haneros Bokev O'erev, because you light and clean away the lamps of the menorah morning and evening. So in other words, the description over here of the menorah is meant to pacify Aaron, and to show him that what he has and what his shevet has, what the Kohanim have, is even greater in so many ways than what the Nesiim accomplished by bringing their korbanos. That's Rashi quotes from the Medrash Tanchuma. So on that Medrash, the Ramban comments as follows: V'lo nisbarer li lomo nichamo behadlokas haneros. Out of all the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have chosen to say to Aaron, look, don't worry, Shelcha Gadol Mishelohem, you're doing something, your portion is greater than the portion of the Nesiim. Why pick of all things on the Hadlokas Haneros, on the lighting of the menorah? V'lo nichamo v'ktaris boker bo'erev. If you had to pick one thing, I would think, says the Ramban, you would point to the fact that Aaron HaKohen and the Kohanim would bring the ktaris, they would bring the incense morning and afternoon. Sheshimcha bo'akosuf. In fact, we find that later on, when Moshe Rabbeinu blesses Klal Yisrael before his death, he praises Shevet Levi by saying, Yasimu Ketara Be'apecha, that Shevet Levi is distinguished by virtue of the fact that they bring Ketaras, that they bring the incense. The incense is very, very powerful. So if you're going to pick one thing to say, you know, the Kohanim have this, and the other Shvatim don't have that, so the Ketaris would seem to make more sense than the Neiros. V'chol ha-karbonos v'minchas chavitin v'avodas yom ha-kippurim she'en ha-ksher ha-elobo v'nichnos l'fnai v'lifnim v'hushu kodesh Hashem Omed beichal l'shar se levarach b'shma v'shivto kulo m'shar se elokeinu. It's not just the Ketorah, says the Ramban. There's so many things in which the Kohanim are distinguished. First of all the Karbanos. But if you want to focus on the Kohen Gadol specifically, the Kohen Gadol, Aaron, brings a mincha every day, the Minchas Chavitin. He's distinguished insofar as he performs the Avodas Yom HaKippurim and goes into the Kodesh HaKodoshim. I mean, there's tons that makes Aaron HaKohen and his descendants and his Shevet more deeply involved in the Mikdash and the Mishkan than the rest of Klal Yisrael. Why was Aaron so disturbed? And why pick on the menorah specifically as a way of consoling him? V'od matam l'chalishas hadas hazo v'lo kervanu gadol mishel nesiyim v'lo karbanu gadol mishel nesiyim shehikriv bayomim ahem karbanas harbe kol yimei amiluim. Even besides all of that, the Kohanim brought karbanos for a week, all of the miluim, all of the week during which they were being consecrated. The each nasi brought a karbon once. So, in what sense is the karbon of the nasiim something that causes Aaron a certain sense of despair? V'im talmar shahayu chovav nitztav v'bohem v'chal shadaito al shalohikriv nedova kemarin l'chanukas hamizbeach. So maybe you'll tell me, says the Ramban, that the karbanos that Aaron and the Kohanim brought were obligatory, and he got upset because he looked at the Nesiim and saw them bringing voluntary karbanos, and he said, how come I can't rise to that level? You see, by the way, that there's something very special about bringing a voluntary karban. We spoke about this last week, in speaking about how the Nesiim volunteered to bring their karbanos for the Chanukah Samizbeach, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu transformed it into a mitzvah. That's the Ramban at the very end of Parashas Naso. So there's something very powerful and very special about bringing a karbon as a volunteer, and perhaps it was that aspect, says the Ramban, that bothered Aaron so much. But if that's the case, he says, Gam hadlokas haner shenicham oba chofav v'nitztav ve'oleha. So then what's the answer? The Ribbono Shel Olam says, don't feel bad that you're not bringing a voluntary karbon. You have the hadlokas haneros. You have the menorah. But the menorah is not voluntary. The menorah is obligatory. So the answer doesn't really answer the question. So what's going on over here? How do you understand this Medrash Tanchuma? So here's the part of the Ramban which is very, very often quoted. It's a famous Ramban. If it wasn't famous before tonight, by the time we get through learning it, it will be famous to you. Aval inyan ha'agoda hazo lidrosh remez min ha'parasha al chanuko shel neiros shahoyse b'bayisheni ayidei Aaron uvonov. The whole point of this medrash is to hint at the story of Chanukah, which is going to be carried out by Aaron's descendants, by the Kohanim. The Chashmonoim were Kohanim, they were descendants of Aaron, and it will be carried out in conjunction with the menorah during the Bayis Sheni period, and in conjunction with the mitzvah of Hadlakas Haneros, of lighting the lamps. Ritzoni lomer chashmonoi kohen gadol uvonov. I mean to say, says the Ramban, chashmonoi the kohen gadol. And that's what's being told to Aaron. So in other words, and we'll elucidate this in a little bit, in just a few moments, when Aaron says, I feel so bad looking at the Nesiim and what they're bringing, how come I don't have anything comparable to that? The Ribbono Shel Olam says, don't worry, your children, your descendants, the Chashmonoi, the Kohanim, the children of Aaron, are going to perform a miracle, or bring about a miracle, in concerning the Lokas Haneros, the menorah, in the Beis HaMikdash, and that is something which is going to be everlasting. That was the Nechama, that was why the focus was specifically on the menorah, and not all the other things Aaron did, because the specific reference over here is to the miracles of Chanukah that happened during the time of the Chashmonoim through the Kohanim. And he continues, "V'loshen hazem itzosia b'megillah star in Rabbeinu Nissim." I found in the writings of Rabbeinu Nissim, who mentions shehizkir ha'gado hazo, and Rabbeinu Nissim mentions this Tanchuma, And he writes, right, so again, he starts quoting the Medrash, when the Shvatim, the Nesiim, brought their karbanos, and Levi brought nothing. Kodesh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, speak to Aaron and tell him, Yeshchanuka acheres, sheyesh bo adlokas aneros. There is another dedication of the Mishkan, of a Mikdosh, that will involve hadlokas aneros. Vani ose bo li Yisrael ayudei bonecho nisim utshua v'chanuka shekruya al shmam. And I will perform for Klal Yisrael miracles and a Chanukas HaMizbeach, a dedication of the Mikdash and the Mizbeach, which will take place through your children. V'hi Chanukas Beis Chashmonoi. That is the dedication of the Mikdash, which takes place through the house of the Chashmonoim. U'lefikach hismich parsha zo leparshas Chanukas HaMizbeach ad Chan Lashono. Again, all quoting from Rabbeinu Nissim and his Megillah Starim. That's what's being told to Aaron over here. So again, let's just paraphrase. Aaron HaKohen says, I feel so bad that I didn't have a portion in the Chanukas HaMizbeach, in dedicating the Mishkan and the Mizbeach. All of the other Shvatim, the Nesiim of every other Shevet other than Levi, participated. We, the Kohanim, we, the Levim, were not participating in any way. I feel bad. So says the Ribbono Shel Olam to Aaron, don't feel bad. There will come a time where your descendants are also involved in the Chanukas HaMikdash. They're also involved in the Chanukas HaMizbeach. When is that going to take place? That will take place during the time when the Chashmonaim rededicate the Beis HaMikdash, the second Beis HaMikdash, and purify it from the Tumah, the way in which it had been defiled by the Syrian Greeks at that time. So in other words, that's why the Halakas HaNeros are mentioned specifically, because that was the act that the Chashmonaim engaged in, which was parallel to the act of dedication which was brought about by the Nesiim in the end of Parshas Masa. Now, L'chora, this idea from the Ramban, in other words, that's what Rashi means, that the Nechama, the consolation which is given to Aaron, is specifically the fact that his children, his descendants, the Chashmonaim, are going to dedicate the Mikdash at a later point in time. This idea from the Ramban is of one piece with the Ramban at the end of Nasa, which we mentioned last week in the Shiurim, and which we briefly referenced a few moments ago. Again, let's just review that. And we'll see how the Ramban over here is very much l'shitaso. The fact that he explains Rashi in the manner in which he does is consistent with an idea which he's developed back in Parshas Nasa. Were it not for this idea in Parshas Nasa, I don't think the Ramban would be able to give this explanation of Rashi in this particular context. Again, so what did the Ramban say at the end of Parshas Nasa? The Ramban said that the Nesiim volunteered to bring Karbanos to dedicate the Mizbeach and the Mishkan, but the Ribbono Shel Olam not only accepted their Karbanos on a one-time basis, the Ribbono Shel Olam created a mitzvah based on what the Nesiim did. The Ribbono Shel Olam said, whenever a Mikdash is going to be dedicated in Jewish history, there's a concept of dedicating that Mikdash through Karbanos. And the Ramban goes on to point out, when Shlomo builds his Beis HaMikdash, they bring Karbanos. When the second Beis HaMikdash is built, they bring Karbanos. And Yecheskel HaNavi describes how when the third Beis HaMikdash is going to be built, they're going to bring Karbanos as well. That whole concept of dedicating a Mikdash was initiated by the Nesiim, and the Ribbono Shel Olam said, that's a great idea. In the words of the Ramban, Hiskim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Al Yadam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu signed off on their idea. He took their one-time idea, and he canonized it, so to speak. He made it into a mitzvah l'doros, a mitzvah for future generations. And indeed, we saw the Ramban in his comments to the Sefer HaMitzvahs, Shorash Shlishi, the third fundamental principle of how do you determine, when do you count something as a mitzvah, when you don't count something as a mitzvah. The Ramban says the mitzvah of dedicating a mikdash is an eternal mitzvah. It wasn't just something the Nesiim did. it's a mitzvah. Every time a mikdash is built, there needs to be a dedication process. So here the Ramban is going a step beyond that. The Ramban is saying, even when a mikdash has already been built, but as was the case with the Beis HaMikdash, the Bayis HaSheni, the second Beis HaMikdash, that Beis HaMikdash was defiled and needed to be rededicated, that act of rededication is the fulfillment of this mitzvah. Bechor, you have to say that, because otherwise it's apples and oranges. You know, the Aaron HaKohen is complaining about the fact that the Nesi'im have this wonderful mitzvah of dedicating the Mishkan, and the Ribbono Shel Olam says to him, don't worry, your children are going to have this wonderful mitzvah of rededicating the second Beis HaMikdash. So Aaron HaKohen could say, what's one got to do with the other? One is dedicating, the other one is rededicating. So apparently the Ramban holds that the same way that dedicating is a mitzvah, so rededicating after a period of defilement is also a mitzvah. And as such, the Chashmonoim are basically doing the same thing that the Nesi'im did way back when. So the Ribbono Shel Olam says to Aaron HaKohen, don't fret, don't be disturbed. Your children are going to have this opportunity to perform this very same mitzvah at a later point in history. Right? So all of this is one piece with the Ramban back in Parshas Nasa. V'ro'isi od b'yilamdenu, continues the Ramban, I saw the following in the Medrash Yilamdenu, it's an old version of the Tanchuma, V'chein b'medrash Rabba, and b'amidbar, Amar la'kodesh baruch l'moshe leichem, Amar le'aron, al tis yorei, the Ribbono Shel Olam says to Aaron, don't be disturbed, don't be afraid, literally, by the fact that you see the Nesi'im bringing their korbanos, le'gedolo mizos atomuchon, you are set aside for something even greater than this. Hakorbanos kol zman shebeis hamikdash kayim heinoagin, aval haneiros le'olam el mul pnei ha'menorah yo'iru, v'chol habrachos shenasati l'chol levarches bonai, einon betelim le'olam. So, this medrash, which, let's just translate the last thing that the medrash says. The medrash depicts the Ribbono Shel Olam telling Moshe, telling Aaron, don't despair because the Nesi'im brought their karbanos. They brought karbanos. Karbanos are only going to be brought as long as there's a Beis HaMikdash. But the lights which you kindle, El mul pnei ha'menorah yo'iru, they will last forever, and the brachos that I gave you to bless Klal Yisrael, the brachos, the Birkas Kohanim, which precede the Parsha of the Nesi'im, they are brachos which you are able to bestow on Klal Yisrael forever and ever. Right, so what the Medrash over here is saying, this Medrash sounds very similar to the previous Medrash which Rashi quotes, but I think the Ramban is it's subtly different, and I think the Ramban is actually understanding in a way which is considerably different than the way we explained the previous Medrash. So again, in the previous Medrash we said that the Ribbono Shel Olam wants to console Aaron. Aaron's upset, you know, the Nesi'im are bringing their karbanos, I have nothing to do with that. Here too, Aaron is upset, the Nesi'im are bringing their karbanos, I have nothing to do with that. But in the Medrash quoted by Rashi, the consolation to Aaron is, your children will have the opportunity to dedicate the mikdash after it's been defiled by the Greeks. So they also will have the mitzvah of dedicating a mikdash. Here it seems, in this Medrash, the consolation is different. The consolation, first of all, focuses on two things. Prior to the Nesi'im bringing their karbanos, so we have the Parsha Birkas Kohanim. So we asked last week in a different context, why is Birkas Kohanim where it is? Birkas Kohanim, you would expect, would be back in Sefer Vayikra, not in Sefer Bamidbar. So this Medrash here is answering, Birkas Kohanim is meant to be juxtaposed with the Karbanos of the Nesi'im. The Nesi'im bring Karbanos, but Karbanos are not going to last forever. Karbanos only exist as long as there's a Beis HaMikdash. But Birkas Kohanim outlives the Beis HaMikdash. We're still duchening, the Kohanim are still duchening today. You know, it's something that hasn't disappeared even with the Churban HaBayis. And then, that's one bookend. That's the Parsha which appears before the Parsha of the Nesi'im. Following the Parsha of the Nesi'im, so it describes the mitzvah of the menorah. And says the Medrash, and the mitzvah of the menorah is also something which outlives the Beis HaMikdash. Because even though there won't be karbanos, the mitzvah of the menorah is still going to be extant. So what does that mean? So on that, the Ramban comments as follows. V'nei dover yodua kishe'ein Beis HaMikdash kayev ha-karbanos betelim v'bnei churbano afaneros betelos. I get your point about Birkas Kohanim. You know, Birkas Kohanim, the idea of duchening is the mitzvah which survives even the Churban HaBayis. But I don't understand, says the Ramban, what you're saying, what the Medrash is saying about the Neros HaMenorah. When the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, so the mitzvah of menorah is destroyed, unfortunately. And, you know, the menorah goes the way of the Karbonus. What's he talking about? So says the Ramban, this Medrash is hinting at the mitzvah of lighting Chanukah licht, which was brought into existence to commemorate the miracle of the Chashmonaim, Shehi noheges afla achar churban begalusenu. The mitzvah of lighting Chanukah licht applies even in our galus, even after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, right? It's a continuity of the Neros and the Beis HaMikdash, and it means that whereas the Karbanos only have a certain shelf life, so to speak, the shelf life of the mitzvah of the menorah is something which goes beyond that. It's perpetuated through the Neros Chanukah. V'chein birkas kohanim asmucha l'chanukas hanasiyon oheges la'olam. So too, as we said before, the mitzvah birkas kohanim of duchening outlasts even the churban. Darshu smuchim l'chanukas hanasiyon l'fonehu m'l'achareho. So thus, both before the parasha of the Nesiim and after the parasha of the Nesiim, we're shown mitzvos which apply to the Kohanim, which are eternal, which outlive even the mitzvos of bringing Karbonos in the Beis HaMikdash. So don't feel bad, Aaron HaKohen. You have mitzvos which are going to outlast whatever the Nesiim could bring. Now, this is a different answer than the first answer. You know, this is a different description of what exactly it is that consoles Aaron. In both cases, there's a reference to the Chashmonaim, but it's a different reference. In the first version of the Medrash, the version that Rashi brings, the consolation to Aaron is, just as the Nesiim were able to dedicate the Mishkan, so too your children, the Chashmonaim, will have the opportunity to dedicate, to rededicate the Beis HaMikdash. In the second version of the Medrash, the consolation to Aaron is, don't be disturbed by the fact that the Nesiim were able to dedicate the Mishkan. They brought Karbanos. Karbanos are not going to last forever. But you are involved in the mitzvah of Neros, of the menorah, and the menorah will last forever. The menorah will outlive the existence of the Beis HaMikdash and will continue through the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, which is observed by Jews, you know, wherever they are, even after the Churban HaBayis. Now, this part of the Ramban is very, very suggestive for the following reason. The Ramban here seems to be saying that the mitzvah of lighting near Chanukah, which we do on Chanukah, is not simply a way of remembering the miracle of Chanukah, but it's actually a perpetuation of the mitzvah of the menorah itself. Now, obviously, it's not a full-fledged perpetuation of the mitzvah of the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. You know, we're not lighting the same number of lights, we're not lighting them in the same way, we're not lighting in the Beis HaMikdash. But on some level, the Ramban is saying, when Chazal created the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, it somehow is a carryover of the mitzvah of the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. Right? This is an idea which is not unique to the Ramban. The story goes that the Ramban's Chavrusa at one point was the Baal Hamor, Rav Zerachya HaLevi of Provence. They were certainly contemporaries. And Rav Zerachya HaLevi, the Baal Hamor, gives the following interesting explanation for a halacha which we know from Hilchas Chanukah. A Ein lanu rishus lishtamish bohem elo lirosam bilvad. Right, we sing in Haneros Halalu that we have no permission to utilize the Neros of the Ner Chanukah. We can't read by the light of the Ner Chanukah. We can't, you know, utilize them for secular mundane purposes. We're just supposed to look at them. Why is there an Isser Hano? Why is there a prohibition to derive benefit from the Neros of Chanukah? So writes the Baal HaMor, because the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is supposed to replicate the menorah of the Beis HaMikdash itself, and the same way that you weren't allowed to have mundane pleasure from the Neros of the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, Chazal carried that prohibition over to the Ner Chanukah, which we light in our own homes. This is also a manifestation of the same idea. The menorah which we light is not just a way of reminding us of a miracle that happened with the menorah, but in many, many ways, it's continuing the mitzvah of the menorah itself. And that idea is very, very much brought out here by the Ramban. Don't worry, Aaron. Shalcha gadol mishelohem. What you have is greater than what they have. You have a mitzvah which is going to be everlasting, in the sense that there will be a remnant of the mitzvah of the menorah even after the Beis HaMikdash ceases to exist. That idea very, very much clearly comes out in the Ramban. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up more discussions in the Ramban. We'll take an opportunity now to say Tehillim and to Bim's Palo for anyone who's sick. We'll start with Kapitel Tzadi Aleph, chapter 91. Yoshev b'sei ser elyon b'tzel shaddai yislonon Omer l'Adonai machsi umtsudosi Elohai eftach bo ki hu yatsi l'cha mipach yokush midever havos be'evroso yosech loch v'sachas kinofov techsem Sino so chira amito lo siro mi pachad lo ilo mecheitz yof yomom mi dever baofel yaloch mi ketem yoshut zoroyim yipomer sidcho elef urvavo miminecho eilecho lo yigosh rak veinecho sabir v'shilamas v'shoim tireh Ki ato Adonai machsi elyon samto meonecho lo sunai lecho ra'o v'nega lo yikra v'yo lecho ki malocho v'yitza v'eloch l'shmarcho b'chol d'rochecho al kapayim yisounecho pentigof bo'even raglecho Al shachar vofes en tidroch, tirmos kefir v'sanin kivi choshak, ve'af aleteyu, hasagveyu ki odashimi. Yikroeini v'neyu imonochi v'tzora, achaletzeyu v'achavideyu, orech yomim asbiyeyu, v'yareyu v'shuosi. Kuf Chof Aleph 121. Shir la'malos esoi na'il he'ori me'ayin yovo ezri ezri me'yim Adonai osei shomayim voret al yitein la'mot raglecho al yonum shomerecho hinei lo yonum velo yishon shomer Yisrael Adonai shomirecho, Adonai tzilecho al yad yiminecho. Yomam ha-shemesh lo yakeko, v'yoreyach v'loilo, Adonai yishmarcho mikol ro, yishmar es nafshecho. Adonai yishmar tzeisecho v'echo me'ato v'yad olam. V'yishberach v'usenu Avraham Yitzchok v'yakom Moshe v'yaron dovni shlomo yivach v'rabi yisacholim. Bavu shabli nedanon ustaka bavu ram bischarza kodesh baruch hu yimali rachim aliyem machli malu apusam lachzikam liach yosam ishlach lehem en rafu ashlem en ashamayim Chalei v'arayim l'chogideyim Yisrael shach l'Yisrael Refuas ha-nefesh l'refuas ha-guf Hashtar ba'agalov yizman koriv v'nomar amein. Shabbat, what a good evening. Be'ez Hashem, we'll speak to everyone tomorrow.